Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Spokespeople Podcast. I am your host, Dave, with our co-host.
Also Dave.
Your two favorite double D's here in the town.
Everyone's favorite.
Everyone's favorite. Yeah. I do not know of a better
We're the double D
pair
standard
of double
in
D
Omaha
standard
now.
In Omaha.
That's pretty much.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do. We're very excited. This is our ninth podcast, episode 9, and we've got a unique guest here this evening to talk about something that, Dave, I believe you were very heavily involved in as well.
Yeah.
You're pretty much involved in everything, aren't you?
I mean,
legal and illegal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say no.
Smuggling?
No.
Okay.
Human right. smuggling is not on my list of things. Okay. So never.
All right. That's good. That's good to know that you're not doing that.
Yeah.
So, but it's something that you are involved in as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is another type of racing that FDR is doing and he talks about routinely.
Criterium racing, you know, for years was the biggest form of bicycle racing in the country.
Nice.
You
okay.
know, until road racing essentially died at the feet of gravel about
okay.
10 years ago.
Well, tonight we actually have Mark Sullivan, who is with the Tuesday Night Worlds. Mark, are you there?
Yes, hello.
All right, there we have it. Mark, thanks for coming on today. We really appreciate you coming on. I've been wanting to get you on for a while because the Crit Series is something that we talk about routinely here at the shop. And as we've discussed it, we've noticed that as customers have come in and things like that, they've asked as well. So we figured, hey, let's get Mark on here. Let's talk about this. And, you know, let's see if we can't get some people to know a little bit more about what's going on and how they might be able to get involved. But first, let's talk about you. Mark, what got you into cycling?
Yeah, first of all, yeah, thanks big time for inviting me on this. I love talking bikes. But yeah, I was just average Joe and just... back when I started cycling, I showing my age, but it was in the late 70s when I actually got interested in it. A friend of mine was into cycle touring. This predates mountain bikes, and so you either had touring or racing. I was in Northern California. At the time, I lived in Los Gatos, and I moved around a little bit. But yeah, when I first started, this friend of mine introduced me to cycle touring, and that was mind blowing. He had a Bianchi and had the saddlebags, panniers, and all that. Yeah, just started. We would ride around Gilroy and Watsonville and Los Gatos, and at the time, I thought that was going to be my thing, and slowly. Got drawn into racing and then that sucked me in and here I am.
Here you
but
are.
Yeah, a lot happened. Yeah, I don't know how much detail you want, but it's just an amazing sport. I love it. I love the people, love the competition and the camaraderie.
So these races go on, basically you've been doing them since 2016?
Yeah. That is when Jonathan Waite started it. At the time, we had the Flyover Series and Tour de Husker, the Papillion Crit, the Bellevue Crit, half a dozen local races, road races, and criteriums in the area, and then Kansas and Iowa and whatnot, and a lot of the local races.
There's a couple things in Lincoln, too, I remember, State Games?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Cornhusker State Games.
The Pioneers
yeah.
Park races?
Yeah. Right. I mean, yeah, you remember, Dave, there was a full racing schedule of criteriums and road races,
races
in this
season.
Area.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's kind of where people were asking, you know, it was kind of hard to just jump into a criterium race with 30 or 40 other guys and zoom around corners. And local racers were kind of clamoring for having some sort of training event where, kind of a low-key grassroots midweek training criterium event And nobody was really interested in USAC points or upgrade or anything like that, but just the ability to hone the cornering skills and riding in a Peloton around tight corners and that kind of thing before jumping into a flyover series or something like that. And that's really how this Tuesday Night Worlds criterion was born, as Jonathan Waite took it upon himself to start that in 2016.
And you guys started down at Papillion La Vista High School. And then in 2018, you moved out to the Baxter Arena.
Yes. Yeah.
Are there more advantages to the Baxter?
What's that?
Are there more advantages to the Baxter Arena area?
Yeah. John, and at the time, I was just a participant. I wasn't involved in setting it up or anything. But what Jonathan told me is scheduling with the La Vista High School was a big problem. And they'd have like band practice at the, and he'd have a criterium scheduled, and then, some practice or something would come up and they'd have to jump around, and it was kind of getting to be a hassle.
We were always dodging parents and kids walking across. I mean, they didn't get it that we were doing like 30 miles an hour, and they would literally walk in front of you, 20 feet in front of you. Like, you could stop. You would kill them if you hit them, literally.
Right.
Yeah. it got a little dicey. And that, as far as I remember talking with Jonathan, that was the main motive for finding a new venue, is getting something that was a little more flexible with us.
I did like Papio, though. It was a fun course, and it was big enough, But
yeah,
Baxter's good too. I like Baxter. It's got its own attributes that I really like.
But no, I agree with you, Dave. It was a different type of course. You could get up to speed on
more
that.
Straightaways over at Papio.
Okay. Yeah, less laps, more speed, a little more wide open, and it was a little different racing, but.
But Baxter's a good home for us. I think we all like it. We're kind of used to it. I think people talk about maybe having a bigger course, and that way you could employ different strategies,
Yeah. But,
it's way better than nothing.
Right. It works. We've done it there enough, as Dave. Dave, by the way, helps me out immensely on it.
Dave helps everybody.
I mostly just sweep up goose crap. True fact.
I don't doubt that one. I've seen the geese.
Which
out
is
there.
A very important job, believe me.
Yeah.
there's that one day, boy, it was we won't go there. But
no, we're not gonna go.
A lot of crap.
My favorite part of that goose crap angle is Mark actually invented a thing where he taped a spatula to a blower so you could scrape and blow with the goose crap around. And here's the thing. It sounds stupid, but it worked like gangbusters. It was perfect.
We got to get a gas. I think Kurt's going to lend us his gas powered blower. That'll work prime.
Hasn't really been that big of an issue this year so far.
Greenworks. Greenworks has an 80 volt battery one. That works awesome. Ah.
Those things run out in 45, not even 20 minutes.
I have one, Dave. Yeah. It doesn't.
All right. We're not going there, dude.
I have one. It's super nice. I just charge it up and just carry a couple batteries. You're golden.
Yeah, we may have to check that out.
So what does, when you guys design a course, if you were looking for a new, let's say you're coming in and you're going to set up a new crit, what are you guys looking for in the course to make it what you would consider crit worthy?
Well, and there's, as a promoter, safety is a big thing. Not needing a lot of corner marshals and volunteers, being able to see the course, if there's any kind of issue, those kinds of things from a promoter standpoint are what I look for. From a rider standpoint, good pavement, wide corners, kind of a fun course, something, a variety, like Dave said, the Baxter course is a good tight course, seven corners per lap. It's got a little incline, but primarily it's flat. But yeah, getting maybe something a little more wide open that you can get up to speed. Taking a corner at 25 miles an hour is one thing, but taking it at 40 miles an hour is a whole different deal. So giving riders that opportunity to get the experience on a faster course.
Okay.
But yeah.
How many people do you think come to on average? How many people actually show up for your crit races?
It's a weeknight, so it's hard to draw, you know, large groups that we get on like a weekend race. So really I'm happy if we get 30-ish riders. And that's across several races.
Oh, I think we get at least that. I think we're probably up into the 40-50s, like as an average.
Surprisingly enough, we're not. It's what happens is a lot of the riders double up.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah. Okay. So I'm probably counting people twice. Yeah, that's true.
You're counting people twice, but we actually
some of the guys do the intermediate and then they just sneak onto the advanced. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and that's kind of the challenge of maintaining a weekly series is being able to do it cost effectively with a small group. If I had the same event on a weekend, I'd probably get double the people and draw people from Iowa and Kansas and whatever, but it's just not possible on a Tuesday night to now, get people
these,
to
do these lead drive. Into races where you're going to have on the weekends?
Well, that not lately because
not right now. We used to, like
I was alluding to early on, we had all these events. And so this was primarily just to get people to be able to hone their skills and do a little training for the big events. Well, then all the big events canceled and
over a period. Races.
Yeah. You know, over a period of years. But as it is now, we're the only Criterium Road event in the state. And I have toyed with the idea of it branching out on the weekends, but quite frankly, we've got other, we do a mountain bike race, our team does, and that with other races that we participate in and stuff, it's just kind of a full calendar. So, that's my goal is to be able to branch out and have some weekend races also. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to expand that soon.
So let's talk about that for a second. You said with the team that you ride with, what team do you ride with?
It's Team Chaos. We've been in the local area since 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Chaos with K. It actually, yeah. The name actually came from the TV series, the Spy series back in the 70s. It'll come to me. My mind's blank.
Oh, really?
But anyways, there
you
was
talking about the Avengers. Are you?
Yeah, I think that was it. There was a villain, Chaos. That's came out.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't know that. I just thought.
I know there's multiple teams that are out there. I know that Omaha Velo rides out there. I know some guys from the Bikeway team ride out there. I'm assuming there's other people. Yeah, and some independents probably come out and ride. You got some sponsors that support you. Who are some of your sponsors that support you guys?
Yeah, we have two title sponsors that sponsor us for the whole series. Arkfeld Wealth Strategies and Kilowatt Coaching.
Okay.
Listeners are probably familiar with them. Yeah, Ken Ginthies with Kilowatt Coaching and Andy and Kama Arkfeld with Arkfeld Wealth Strategies. They're all great people and support cycling in the community.
They both actually race. Ken will come to the races and do a race. And Andy, I raced Andy last week, two weeks ago.
Did you win or lose?
I beat him in a sprint.
Okay.
Yeah. It was solid.
They're both,
You're using Kilowatt Coaching too, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Ken's the man. Ken is turning me into a machine.
And that's why you won right there.
No, I'm 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken got me to where I am now. This is the best I've been in a long time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Ken's a man. Get coached. I'm for real.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier, the two of you actually mentioned earlier, double counting riders, and someone starts in an immediate and they slide into the advanced. Are there multiple categories? Why don't you explain that a little bit? So if someone who is unfamiliar with it might understand what these categories are.
Yeah. Generally speaking, we have a beginner's category, a women's only category, a sport category, and an elite category. And that's generally speaking, what those really pertain to is the USAC racing categories. The beginner category is USAC Cat 5 beginners. And the women's race is any woman of any category, beginner through experience, can race the women's race. And then we also have a what we call the sport race, but what that is the USAC Cat 3, 4, 5. And those are racers that have been racing for anywhere from 1 year to however many years, and they're experienced racing, but they're not at the elite level.
Okay.
And the elite is USAC Cat 1, 2, and 3. Those are the big boys, and we've expanded the elite category to allow Cat 4 and 5 racers under official approval. There are some Cat 4 and 5 racers who are very experienced in gravel or other races, but they just haven't done criteriums. So their USAC Cat is 4 or 5, but they're actually very skilled on the bike and in good shape. So we let them, in certain cases, we'll let them race the elite category.
So doing these races, Dave, so you know, your category, you start out as a category 5. And as you race, every time you race, you get points. And if you win the race or finish in the top percentages, then you get, you know, more points accordingly. And then you use those points to move up in category.
Okay.
You know, so, right. Yeah. And that's what these guys are doing, because there's not a lot of races anymore.
Do you ever get relegated, though?
Well, we don't do that with this series because it's unnecessary.
Okay.
As Mark said, you know, the course is laid out so that, you know, you can basically have a 360-degree view of what's going on.
Okay.
And our officials are experienced, and the numbers are low. We know who's doing what and when. And we know who's off the front and who's off the back. And, you know, guys don't pay money to get pulled, you know. They're out there for the experience. Because this is part of your training, too. You cannot go this fast by yourself. You just can't. Yeah. You're not going to get the heart rate. You're not going to get the watch. You're not going to get the speed. And so you really need these races to develop that. And that's for everybody, no matter what their category. They need these races to get better.
Okay. All right. So, all right, so what we're going to do, we're going to step away for a second, and we're going to do a commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more crit. Does that sound like an okay?
Yeah.
All right.
You bet. I love talking bikes.
Awesome. We'll take a second here. All right, we're going to take a second here to give a shout out to our sponsor, The Bike Way. For a quarter century, The Bike Way has been the premier destination for all things cycling in Omaha and beyond, with a legacy of passion, dedication, and community. Discover the latest and greatest from top brands like Giant, Liv, Transition, Santa Cruz, Scott, Bianchi, Sunday BMX, and DK. We've got the perfect ride to fuel your adventure. More than just a shop, explore our extensive selection of apparel and accessories. And the Bikeway Certified Service Department has you covered, from basic maintenance to suspension work to custom builds and everything in between. And while you're here, treat yourself to a delicious cup of coffee. As a rider-owned and operated establishment, you can trust that we're dedicated to providing the best possible experience for fellow enthusiasts like you. So join us at the Bikeway, where every ride is an adventure. Here's to 25 years of riding together and many, many more. All right, and we are back once again, thanks to the the Bikeway for sponsoring the show here. Dave, you've been doing this a long time, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I started probably my first Criterium was maybe 1989.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is pretty big for you then.
You know, like I said, Criterium Racing was Criterium Racing was the form of American racing.
Okay.
I mean, there used to be like there still are national championships for Criterium, but we used to have like state Criterium championships separately from the road and, you know, whatever else. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we have Mark Sullivan as our guest today, and we're talking about the Tuesday Night Worlds.
Tuesday Night Worlds.
Criterium Racing. And Mark, let's pretend that I just bought a bike, and I just love what I see. I've seen it on TV, I've seen it on social media, things like that. How do I get involved?
Yeah, those good questions. Just we have a social media presence, Facebook group called Tuesday Night Worlds Criterium Series.
Okay.
And we also have a Twitter at T Criterium that we also update on. Also, I have my email address. People are welcome to email me directly, CHILI0552@yahoo.com.
Aren't we on Strava? Aren't we on the Strava too?
I update on the Roast Ride.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They could join that. They could join that.
That's a Strava roast group coffee, right? For people familiar with Strava.
So I'm a beginner racer and I watch it. I love it. I check you out on social media. I go to Facebook or X, formerly Twitter. Is there like a QR code or something like that gives me more details? Like, is it on your social media that I can find?
Yeah, in fact, we have a kind of a fact sheet of, going through basically anything that I could think of that people would have questions on. And it's got a QR code people can scan and go to. And but the link is on our Facebook page. It's pinned to the top. If they come to our Facebook group, they'll see it. And also on our Twitter. Or if they email me, I'd be happy to send them that info. We also have posters and flyers and the bike local bike shops.
Okay.
Bikeway.
Such as Bikeway.
For having that.
Yep.
You betcha.
I'm a beginner.
Go ahead.
I'm a beginner. I'm interested. It's curious.
Dave is so interested.
I don't know what I
He's
don't know.
He's so bike curious, right?
Yeah. I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't necessarily want to jump into a race. Is there something for me?
Absolutely. In fact, my first race was a parking lot. Criterium, almost like what we have. So yeah, I love to get beginners that are just checking it out. That's what we're there for. I'll be happy to answer any questions they have, but we also try and reach out. We have periodic practice sessions that we announce on our Facebook page and Twitter and the Strava group on Roast Ride. Usually on Thursday nights, we'll have one or two a year, but we can have more. They're pretty easy to schedule. But those are a really good time. If a beginner is interested in checking it out, but just jumping into a race is a little intimidating, just strongly encourage them to reach out to us and come out to a practice session. We'll
and
have
those
several
are free.
Experienced riders. What's that?
The practice sessions are free.
Yes. Yeah, they're free. The only thing, we have to schedule them with Baxter so we don't have people come driving into a parking lot. That way we could close the parking lot and have it just for us.
So that's the Baxter parking lot right next to the Baxter Arena, which is operated by UNO.
So that's on the west side of the arena, technically.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the creek. And then on the other side of the street, there's the softball and baseball fields.
Yep. Yeah, they just built those new. Yeah, those are nice fields too.
Very nice.
So Tuesday nights, 5:30.
That's the beginner race.
Actually, 5:30 is actually the sign up registration. The first race is a beginner race, and that starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And so practices on occasionally you'll have practices on Thursday. It's free to show up. On Tuesday yes. nights you have 5:30 day of registration, so people don't have to go online. They can just show up and register. Is there a cost to racing?
Yeah, and we used to have pre-registration, but it was a little complex and stuff. It was simpler just to do a day of. So yeah, we just do day of registration, and beginners are $20. Women are also $20. If you're a USAC Cat 3-4-5 or a 1-2 racer, those are $30. And that pays for your registration to race. You just need a helmet and a road type bike. Can't be an e-bike, and mountain bikes with the straight handlebars aren't allowed, but you can use a gravel bike or any road type bike with the curved handlebars work great.
So any of the gravel riders out there, they can jump into this, use their gravel bike as long as they got a drop down bars. Right.
Yeah. There's actually pretty much friends of mine that do it on gravel bikes, and they do pretty well, and it makes me upset.
yeah. Gravel bikes actually work very well.
If they have good tires, you know, can't have the big mountain tires. That's just not going to work. You're going to crash.
Yeah. So what is, so gravel riders can go out there, and do you see a lot of gravel bikes out there, Dave?
Sometimes guys will do it on their gravel bikes, but they'll just put like a smooth tire on there and just crank the PSI up.
Right.
Because for gravel, you're riding like, I don't know, 30, 40 PSI.
But, right.
And a big gnarly tire. But you can put different tires on those things, and then boom, there you go.
Okay.
You know, and road tires are getting bigger. I'm on 30s now. And when Mark and I started, 23 millimeters wide was a big tire. We used to run around on 20s, 20 millimeter wide tires. It was like two pencils. Ridiculous.
Like Dave says, gravel bikes work great, and really are trying to reach out to the gravel crowd to have a little different experience. You can get a good workout and a lot of adrenaline going on a 20-minute race and just have a good time, and gravel bikes work great.
Okay. Tell me, what honestly with the Criterium Racing? And it's been around for a long time, and it was one of the foremost ways of racing until a lot of other different types of racing style came out. But what really offers, or what does the Criterium Race really offer in its uniqueness to the racing world?
It's so different. It's different in just about every way. I compare it to NASCAR. You're in with a group of riders in tight corners
I was going to say rednecks and beer, but okay,
that's after the race.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we do have rednecks because, you know, we're outside a lot, and literally we take our shirts off and it's white and red.
Okay. Farmer tan.
It's a total farmer tan. It's you are not far wrong with rednecks and beer.
Okay.
Yeah. But I really love Criterium Racing. It's so different. It's kind of the same adrenaline rush as cyclocross, because it's a tight corners, tight course, and a lot of action.
It's all about gravel. Intensity, Dave. That's what it is. It's intensity of effort and speed, and you know,
how long does a race last?
So for the intermediate races are 35. I think the advanced one is what, 45, Mark?
No, it's actually the beginners are 20 minutes. Beginners and women are 20 minutes. And the intermediate or sport, USAC Cat 3-4-5, those are 30 minutes. And the elite is 35.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you know,
It takes Dave 45 minutes, is what he's saying. Yeah. That's why he thought it was 45 minutes.
You do have to warm up.
Well, I wish
honestly,
I could do
it starts
longer.
Hot. It starts hot. You don't ease into it. It's bam.
No, and it depends on the group, too. You know, the beginners and the women, they ease into it a little bit, sure. And it ramps up. The intermediate and the elite race, those can go right off the bang.
I mean, you're at your FTP or over. That's your functional threshold of power for the entire time, or usually over, because FTP is rated at 1 hour, and this is half of that.
Okay.
And so like half the time I'm looking down, my heart rate is actually over what my maximum is by about 2 or 3 beats per minute.
Okay.
It's a unique event in that you can't really do a gravel race or a road race in a midweek event because there's just not enough time. And Criterium, you can get a good workout, have a really good time in 20 minutes, 30 minute race, you know.
Mark says good time, but you kind of hate it the whole time because it's that hard. And then you're over, you're like, that was awesome.
Okay.
So. You know, and what, like with, when we do a practice session with beginners, I try and encourage them and tell them, you know, when you first do it, you're breaking into the corners and you're jumping out of the corners, and you don't want to do that so much because there's 7 corners per lap and it'll just wear you down. And what I try and encourage people is smooth it, you know, smooth your corners, try and get to the point where you're not breaking into it and you're coming out at a good speed. And it not only is your speed better, but you don't wear yourself down as much. And, there is a lot of strategy and, technique to it. And the more you do it, Arkfeld, our sponsor, he's been doing it for a couple of years now, and he never did a Criterium. He came in strictly from a mountain bike point of view, and he's doing it each race. He's getting better and better, and he really did well this last race.
Yeah, Andy
race.
And I slugged it out 2 weeks ago, and
I
was very impressed because, like you said, 2 years ago, he couldn't corner and the way you know you really need to. And you know now he's right there. So that's and his power is better and all that stuff. So
okay.
You see guys get better and that's cool, you know.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and that's what I really like about promoting this is just seeing people enjoy it and have a good time and get better and it's such a different type of racing that you just don't get the experience.
It's really its own thing. There's nothing like a crit. Yeah. Really. It's fun, man. You should come.
Free and beer. there are some big criteriums in Iowa and Kansas City. So if you do our midweek training for a while and you really enjoy it, you'll be able to go to some of those races and do well. So it's some good training, some good experience.
Okay, Dave, you want to add anything?
I just want to add that Mark is probably the nicest guy you'll ever meet, and he's super hardworking. He doesn't give himself enough credit, and I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for Mark, we wouldn't be having any road races, period, in this city, really in this state, because it's gotten that bad for road racing. It's going to come back, and Mark is part of the comeback, and he's the reason. So
okay,
kudos to Mark.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Dave helps us out big time.
I do. It's an easy job. I'm a goose poop scraper. I'm putting that on my resume. Bus driver / goose poop scraper.
There you go.
/ bike mechanic.
But we do have a good time, man.
We do. We actually do. And dude, seriously, there's people that show up. There's some honeys, I'm telling you.
it's good. And it's a series, so at the end, the last race of the year. We give some cash payouts and stuff. Not a lot, but it's just something to look forward to.
Oh, did you guys talk about the gift cards yet?
No. Thanks for mentioning
for
that
the premiums
too.
And stuff?
We have our gift card sponsors Mercado is a local butcher shop that has a great selection of meats that they supply gift cards for two of the races a year. And then also Lori Helbush with Spirit World. She's a cyclist enthusiast.
Oh, is she really? Spirit I didn't know World. That.
Yeah, she is.
So we're going to get a Spirit World preem up in here?
We'll get, she gives us some gift cards, and I'm going to talk to her about the next race.
Can you turn those gift cards into whiskey? Because that's what I'm all about.
So. They got all the stuff there.
They do.
Yeah, they're right.
Spirit World is legit.
I know. Actually, yeah. I've met her twice.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Okay. I knew her father very well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a phenomenal neurosurgeon. I was at his wedding.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that's where I met her.
And you know, they're right across the street, basically.
Yeah, and they're one of the few places in town that sell Bibb & Tucker bourbon, which is, in my opinion, quite possibly one of the finest.
They have some really nice stuff that you wouldn't expect that other places don't have.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Shout out to Spirit World.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Spirit
sponsor
World.
Sponsor of Tuesday Phenomenal. Night Crits.
Tuesday Night Crits sponsor. Yeah. There you go.
There we go.
I'd love to sponsor us, man.
Free t-shirts. Come on, let's talk to him about some free t-shirts.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm a medium, Dave's an extra large.
Yeah.
And also, the Mercado Butcher Shop is owned by Shane Peed, and he is a long-distance cyclist. He just finished Ram right across America. So I think he's the only one in Nebraska that I know of that's finished Ram. He's a good community cyclist, too.
We're talking T-bone steaks and bourbon. I mean, you've got some of the best sponsors I've heard of.
High quality stuff, man. Also, you know, wealth strategies and coaching. You're going to get swole.
Yeah.
You might get a little crunk, and you could get rich. So it's all there, man.
Pretty good.
It's all there. We got
you covered. We're covering the bases.
Well, so if anybody wants to go out there on social media to find them, Tuesday Night Worlds, Facebook, don't hesitate. Even if you want to just go out and just watch, observe.
Yeah, we love the crowds.
Get a feel for it. Crowds, you know.
Fun times.
Bring some cowbells and cheer some people on as they're going.
Right.
Vuvuzelas. Those are always fun, aren't they?
Vuvuzelas.
Are they vuvuzelas?
Yeah, that was from the South African World Cup.
Yeah. Those are loud.
Those were. Whew, I hated those.
Yeah.
So, but you know, go out and enjoy that. But Mark, I want to thank you for joining us today and coming on the show and talking about the Tuesday Night Crits. I think that's fantastic and a great way for people to, another style of riding, right?
It's just
another thing you can do on a bike, right?
Nothing more American than the 4th of July and a Criterium.
There you go.
Yeah, I really enjoy you guys' podcast. You guys talk a lot about good local stuff, and I really enjoy you guys listening to your banter back and forth. It's always good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mostly talked to Dave because otherwise he said he'd fire me. So,
I would set you on fire, Dave. That was a different thing.
Yeah,
well, I wouldn't fire you. I would just set you on fire. But Mark, listen, thank you so much.
That's
going to bring us to the end of episode 9 of the Spokespeople Podcast. I am your host, Dave, with our co-host,
also Dave.
And until the next episode, people, stay safe. Keep riding.
Peace.